Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about motorsports-related activities here in the state and around the national scene. So I think we need to switch mics here real quick. Sorry. You got that one? Got that one? It sounds like it's on both of them now, but maybe that's a little feedback. Anyway, good morning. We'll have like a second start. Are they crossing over? So I hope you're enjoying this on Facebook, because it's always interesting in radio. Thank you, Kelly. That sounds a heck of a lot better. We'll have to put that on the list for Sal. I'll get that fixed. But anyway, let's get back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it. We'll be talking about it here on the New Mexico Motorsports Report. And everybody's in the house this morning. Spencer Hill and RJ Lees. And how you guys doing this morning?
Doing good, my man. Just kind of finishing up, getting, you know, the Pois Coto almost after Super Nationals. So it's great to be here, and hey, get ready for another good weekend.
All right, so we'll definitely have Spencer Hill in a little bit later, and so we'll share a mic. But a couple of things before we get started. Of course, loss of Kobe Bryant this week, tragic helicopter crash, and of course we were at Super Nationals. Can't believe that's been a week now since that happened, and when that story broke, and it was amazing how fast the word got out. Because at first, I didn't believe it. Also lost Jeff Andretti. I mean, talking to motorsports, class guy. Of course, a perfect example of, you think, oh, he's got it easy because he's got the Andretti name. He did it his own way, and we'll definitely talk a little bit more about him as well. Locally, Leon Shea passed away a couple of weeks ago. There is a memorial for him today. If you knew Leon, Robert's going to be there. Would love to have the support. Albuquerque Dragway has generously offered the facility. They're actually going to spread his ashes at the drag strip. So that's going to get started about 1:30. Just reach out to Robert. He could give you some more particulars on that, but that's happening. Want to do a little bit of wrap on Super Nationals, because I tell you, every year it's like a kid in a candy store, man. Sitting right across from Chuck Miller and the Red Baron. I mean, I knew I had a Red Baron Hot Wheel. Had to kind of dig around and found it, but yeah, I have one. Now mine's not an original. Mine was from the from a collector's edition, probably in about the 80s. Had some of the other classics in there as well. But it was really cool to get an opportunity to interview him. We're gonna put some of that up on our website. Of interest, you'll be able to hear that, as well as an interview with Ian Russo with Full Custom Garage. That guy's the real deal. I don't know if you've watched that show or not, but you definitely should Google it. You should definitely watch it, because the guy is exactly the way he is in person, the way he is on the show. The only thing that disappointed me was, yeah, super chill, super chill. The only thing that disappointed me is he didn't bring the dog, right? I mean, the dog is the genius behind, no, I'm just kidding. But he always plays it off that the dog, gives him good insight as to what he needs to do in the car. But, there's a lot of these shows out there. A lot of them get into the drama, like the Chopper show. I don't want to give them any free advertising there. But anyway, it's all about the family fighting and carrying on. This guy actually, he cuts, welds, grinds, everything right there on TV. So you ever get a chance, Ian Russo's the real deal. But Super Nationals, great turnout. I think once again they probably broke a record. Had more people on Sunday, of course, because there wasn't any Super Bowl. Perfect lead in. Thank you, David. You're welcome. Okay, let's talk some Chiefs, right? So here's the deal, right? Every year bandwagoners come out of the woodwork, right? Right now, we're Chiefs Kingdom open to everyone. If you don't have a team to root for right now, come on board. I'll give you two really good reasons. Number one, number 15, I guess I should say, the kid is absolutely amazing. You need to tune in. You have no idea. They're never out of the game. It's going to be fantastic. Second reason, of course, Andy Reid. I mean, what a perfect fit, right? I mean, the guy loves sausage. The guy loves barbecue. This can't be a better fit. So, Broncos fans, I know, Raiders fans, you know, RJ, I know you guys don't want anybody from the AFC West to win, but come on board. I mean, come on board. We're open to all. We don't care about bandwagoners. We don't care if you haven't been a Chiefs fan in the past. I mean, the Chiefs, Lamar Hunt actually coined the phrase Super Bowl. So how can you not celebrate the Chiefs? Middle America, they eat bread, you know, I mean, they love carbs, so it's all good. So Chiefs Nation, come on. So if you're looking for a team, you can definitely come root for us. So having said that, RJ, as a Raiders fan, as a dear friend of mine, are you going to root for the Chiefs?
I sure am.
Okay.
Sure. No,
okay,
you're
done. All right, let's go to break. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you sold me on it. No, well, one main thing, Andy Reid, just as a coach, I mean, to be the winningest coach without a Super Bowl, and for him to, you know, finally get that monkey out of the bed, no matter what, I believe he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But it's just getting that monkey off his bed, especially with a young quarterback that he took a risk on. I mean, he traded up to get him. He was a guy that, okay, big talent from the – you know, Big 12, you know, with a Texas Tech
team.
Yeah,
Texas Tech. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, who's Texas Tech, right? You know? I mean, we all know. I'm just kidding.
But just to see how they came up.
It's not Ohio State.
No, not at all. But just to see how they came up, I mean, it's going to be a great game no matter what. Patrick Mahomes in his career is 10-1 against top 10 defenses. So it's just he shreds them apart. So Kansas City is a good, fun game to watch.
Well, not only that. Think about all the cool things you could say with Mahomes. Mahomes takes it to the home, takes it to the house, right? You know, all the things, I mean, and how are you going to be able to do that with any other player so easily? And he's a pretty cool guy. But, you know, speaking of cool guys, I'm not a New England fan. I said I'm not a New England fan. But what the heck with Tom Brady trying to steal some thunder going into the Super Bowl with that photograph? You can't tell if he's walking in. You can't tell if he's walking out. And it's like, you know, they were saying, well, he needed a little attention. Does he really need attention?
He's craving. He's usually there on Super Bowl weekend, unfortunately. So he's craving a little bit. Even Eli Manning did it a week before,
yeah,
where it's like, I'll retire a week before. So it's like kind of out the way.
Right.
No, Tom Brady's like, no, this is my week, baby.
Okay. So speaking of weeks, last night, I mean, was the NASCAR Hall of Fame induction. And so, you know, all likewise, you think, that's an interesting day to do it. And yeah, well, it's sliding the mic over to Spencer. We're going to catch up with Bob Pockrass, so we're going to talk about it. But some pretty big names. I mean, this is a segue. Of course, you know, Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls, won some championships with three different drivers. And you can't talk about different styles with Labonte, Stewart, and Kyle Busch. I mean, I guess, you know, you could say that Stewart and Busch have some similarities as far as how they deal with the media, specifically. So, I mean, who's your favorite out of that class, man?
Oh, by far, it's going to be Bobby Labonte. Bobby Labonte has been my favorite driver ever since I can remember. And I am just so stoked to finally see him get his dues paid in the Hall of Fame this week. His speech was incredible. Didn't quite top Tony Stewart's, but I'm sure we're going to get into that here in just a few minutes with Bob Pockrass.
Absolutely. All right, so a lot of neat things going on, and it's amazing because it's February now. So I'm telling you, it's on, because next weekend, actually, NHRA gets started, as well as MotoGP is going to get started. So we're there now. We've made it. As RJ said earlier, yay, exciting 2020. Gosh, we finally made it out of January. So it's super exciting. We got a whole lot more coming up, including on the other side. We're going to be joined by Bob Pockrass, and we're going to be talking about NASCAR and what to look for in the 2020 season. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Autumn is a great time of year to get out and enjoy your state parks. Waterfowl are migrating and salmon are spawning. Did you know that in New Mexico, more hunters and anglers are killed each year by drowning than gunshot wounds when out on the water? State park officials want to remind hunters and anglers to boat safe and smart during the fall season by following a few simple tips. Life jackets save lives. Always wear your life jacket. Never boat under the influence of drugs and alcohol. Know the weather forecast and take a free boating safety class. Boat safe. Boat smart. For more information, visit nmparks.com or call 888-NM-PARKS.
Coming up Monday on the Jim Villanucci Show, our last red and green zone report of the football season. We'll make Jim talk about the Super Bowl. We'll break down the big game along with Lobos and Fresno State, and we'll have best sounds of the weekend. That's Monday at 4 o'clock on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Don't know what to do for the big game? Get down to Hooters for great game day drink specials and our legendary wings. Order wings to go if you're hosting, and we'll have them ready for pickup. Hooters, two locations in Albuquerque.
Hey, guys. If you're putting off Valentine's Day shopping because you don't know what to get, well, the folks at Crown Jewels and Coin will help you get it right. They take the time to listen so you can find the gift she'll love at a price you can afford. Now through February 14th, all fine jewelry is up to 70% off with no credit check, interest-free financing available. Conquer Valentine's Day and win her heart at Crown Jewels and Coin for all you treasure, San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
I'm in the mood for love, just because you are with me.
Leonard, good grief, you're singing? If you can call that singing.
I just can't wait for Valentine's Day, but what to do?
Leonard, put a little adventure in our life. Get a date night package at Calibers. Range time for both of us, gun rentals, two boxes of ammunition, targets, and a $40 gift certificate for dinner to either the Daily Grind or High Point Grill, and a special chocolate treat for your sweetie, all for only $84.99. Now that's romantic, Leonard.
My dear, you are a genius. Date night at Calibers for only $84.99.
Hi, Coach Bradbury here with a message from my friends at Clark's Pet Emporium. New Mexico's temperature can vary drastically from day to night. Clark's reminds you that your outdoor pets need shelter. Make sure your pet has access to a place to get out of the elements and plenty of water. For over 45 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite weekly stop. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Visit clarkspets.com.
If quitting tobacco has you in a chokehold, it's time to get full control. 1-800-QUIT-NOW can help you strike back with a quit coach and free patches, gum, or lozenges. Don't get knocked out. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Want to get away to Santa Fe for the day? If you're 62 and older, you ride the Rail Runner for free every Wednesday. All trains, all day. Enjoy dining, shopping, hiking, fishing, museums, and more. Love your Wednesdays with the Rail Runner.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibb. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope, the Realtor. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And joining us now is Bob Pockris. How are you doing this morning, Bob?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So what did you think of that Tony Stewart speech last night?
It was typical Tony, you know, a few quips, reflective a little bit, and, you know, and thankful for everything, you know, and everybody who kind of paved his way or helped support him along the way, and also the feeling that, you know, hey, he's still racing. So it's I believe it's still a little bit weird to him because he doesn't necessarily feel retired.
Well, has there anybody else that's ever thanked ex-girlfriends in their speech? Because that was excellent.
Yeah, well, you know, probably not. You know, but you know, I guess so. When you talk about Tony and his history, I guess there's been a history of several friends who have stood beside him.
Well, I guess a race, and
he couldn't leave that unacknowledged.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't mean to digress into that, because I want to actually talk a little bit about Weta Wilson. I mean, you know, this is great how the they go through selecting them, because even as a NASCAR fan, to learn something more about maybe somebody you didn't know as well, and absolutely amazing when you look at, you know, building motors and crew chiefing for, I mean, like, you know, Buddy Baker, David Pearson, Fireball Roberts, Bobby Allison, Cale Yarborough, Darrell Waltrip. I mean, that is pretty significant. And what's your thoughts on his
endeavor? Dave, you forgot one person that he crew chiefed for.
Who's that?
In the Daytona 500, and I want to say 93, Al Unser Jr.
Oh, man!
When Al Jr. drove the Daytona 500 in a Hendrick car, they brought Waddell back in, and he crew chiefed for Al Jr. that week. And Al Jr. had a fast car. And so when you talk about what Waddell Wilson meant to the sport, you talk about all these great NASCAR drivers they worked with, but also the fact that, you know, when it was time to bring in somebody, from outside of NASCAR who, you know, hey, who can this guy work with who will be able to help him through his, through his first Daytona 500, and for Al Jr. it was Waddell.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that. I'm going to have to, make a donation to Unser Museum for that that foul, but appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about Buddy Baker. I mean, the gentle giant. I mean, what an amazing accomplishment he's had in his career.
Yeah, and I think like some others, like Ned Jarrett, not only did he have great accomplishments on the track, but great accomplishments off the track and help bring the sport to millions of people. And, you know, as many people may know him as a broadcaster as know him as a racer. And I think that's important. When you talk about Hall of Fame, you know, when I look at who should be in the Hall of Fame, I say, hey, who helped make the sport famous? And I think Buddy Baker certainly was one of them.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, a lot of inductees, Spencer, you had a question for him.
Yeah, and Bob Spencer Hill here. So, Bobby Labonte, 2000 champion, how cool was it to see him finally join his brother into the Hall of Fame? And I did notice that him and his brother wore the same tie. That was kind of a neat little, almost a hidden gem that they did last night.
Yeah, well, it was so hidden that I don't think Terry knew that it was his same tie. Bobby said afterward that he just asked, one of the Lavanis to get the tie for him so that he could wear it. He thought it would be appropriate because his brother did so much for his career. And I think that was cool for him. I think it was cool. Obviously, you have Bobby Labonte, Joe Gibbs, Tony Stewart, all in the same class. I think that was a really cool and neat moment, you know, for all of them to be inducted together. Maybe the only way it could have been better is if I was kind of lobbying for A.J. Foyt to be on the ballot last year, because I thought, you know, I think A.J. Foyt should be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame for what he did.
Oh, absolutely.
Crossing over and running. I mean, he ran over 100 NASCAR races, if I remember right. And he brought a whole new audience with him. I thought, man, if Tony Stewart and AJ could go in together, that would have made it, made it more credible. But I guess I'll just have to keep on lobbying for AJ.
Well, and you, of course, bring up Joe Gibbs, Coach Joe Gibbs, when we're on the prefaces of having going into the Super Bowl tomorrow and his accomplishments. I was fortunate enough to actually wind up at the Steak and Shake across the street after Denny Hamlin's victory, and here comes the trophy with the coach in, which harkens back to his victory with Bobby Labonte in the Daytona 500. How much, I mean, because Joe, you think about the tremendous season in their team, JGR had last year, with as many victories as they have. I mean, are we going to see a repeat of that? Is there any way to see a repeat of that in 2020?
Well, I mean, the rules are the same for all the big tracks. So you know, Chevrolet does have a new body. I mean, can they win 19 races? I don't know if they'll do that, but I think they're going to be very strong, you know, and I think you go into the season and they're still probably going to be the ones to beat, and not just because you have a lot of things the same. Now, granted, Martin Truex Jr. has a new crew chief, but, you know, there's a lot of free agency coming up at the end of 2020. There's only one free agent at Joe Gibbs Racing, and that's Eric Jones. So, you know, while a lot of the other teams, you know, have a couple of drivers probably who could be leaving or could be on the move or thinking about their next step, Joe Gibbs Racing will only have one of their four.
All right, so you going to make a Super Bowl pick? You have a prediction?
I predict the 49ers.
Oh, okay. Drop him right now. No, what's your thoughts there?
I just, you know, just from watching the games, I just feel like they're the better overall team. I know people say Mahomes should carry Kansas City, but I just kind of like the way the 49ers have played and approached everything in their playoffs.
Well, you think about the defense of the Giants, you know, beat New England twice in the Super Bowl. So until, you know, offenses start winning Super Bowls, I think you could be right. I think that time and God are on our side on this one. I'm just absolutely teasing. A couple of quick moments we have left. Your thoughts on the passing of Jeff Andretti?
Well, John, I mean, you know, he won
John Andretti, sorry about that.
In 390 something Cup starts, and as I tweeted, I think, you know, if I talked to him after I didn't talk to him after every one of his Cup starts, but if I did, I'm sure he would have been as gracious as all the times I did talk to him. You know, talk about a guy who loved a race, and you know, obviously the first driver to do the Indy Charlotte double, and we talk about Tony doing it and Kurt Busch doing it, and you know, but John was the first, Robbie Gordon doing it, and so John kind of paved the way for others to do that and to think about doing it and working to accomplish it, and you know what a
loss.
I think his impact, I think it'll be it'll be great just as far as his legacy of, you know, his diverse ability and his work for the charities in Indiana.
Such a versatile racer, John Andretti was. Just heartbreaking to lose him so young. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to his entire family. I know Jared Andretti, young in his racing career, just so tragic to lose a father at such a young age. Obviously, we are all thinking about him. But Bob, I do want to talk to you really quick. Fox is doing a little bit different setup this year as far as the broadcasting team goes. Moving to a two-man team up in the booth this year, what are your thoughts on going to a two-man team, much like we see in other sports such as the NFL, baseball, and other sports like hockey, etc.?
Well, you know, I don't know about, you know, if there's a right number of people to be in the booth, but I know that if I want to listen to a race, I love to hear Mike Joy talk and I love to hear Jeff Gordon talk, right? And mm-hmm. And so we got two people who know the sport very well. Mike has been, you know, decades of covering this sport. Gordon, just what an accomplished driver, still great enthusiasm for the sport and for racing. And you know, I think it's you know, I would like to think our viewers are going to enjoy listening to them. And, you know, and all I know is that when I'm in a room with those two guys, I learn something every time. And I hope our viewers do, too.
Yeah, I just had a listener text into the text line. It said John Andretti also raced Top Fuel mm-hmm. in drag racing.
Yep.
So
made the mm-hmm. semifinal.
Made the semifinal. So, I mean, you know, you can't get much more versatile than that. But, hey, Bob, thank you so much.
And a Rolex 24 winner.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so.
Wow.
What can you say?
Yeah. I mean, I need to do a little bit better background on a topic we bring up because.
It was amazing. Yeah.
It was amazing, and I should know these things. So, hey, Bob, thank you so much for coming on this morning. I look forward to seeing you at the track soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. That was Bob Pockris, of course, with. Fox Sports, and Daytona 500 not far away. All right, we're going to be talking drag racing in the next segment. Actually, a really neat event coming to the Spaceport in New Mexico. You've been listening to the Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
When you're looking for the best college education in New Mexico, the choice is clear. Look no further than New Mexico Tech. Tech ranks in the top 1% nationally in mathematics and top 2% among all universities in computer science and physical sciences. For more information, visit nmt.edu.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts. 250-6500.
Tired of riding the pine? Get off the bench and head to Slate Street for some hoop action. Watch your favorite sports, 14 flat screens, and 9 huge projectors. Home to ABQ the Mag's Best of the City Chicken Wings for back-to-back-to-back years in a row. Rio Rancho the Mag's Best Late Night Eats, Best Cocktail, and one of the city's top bartenders. Yeah, it's Slate Street Billiards. Tons of taps, including locals, delicious food, and honest spirits. Oh, and don't forget their first-class pool tables. Slate Street Billiards. Life's better here.
Did you know that there's a local GEICO agent in your area?
It's true.
Hi, I'm Jay LaPierre, your local GEICO agent here in Albuquerque. My staff and I would love to help you save on your car, home, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance, and more. My local GEICO office is located at 5318 Manal Boulevard Northeast, just 2 blocks east of San Mateo. Stop by our office, visit geico.com/Albuquerque, or call us at 265-1600 to see how much you could save today.
Recent rain and hail have damaging effects to New Mexico roofs. However, it may be covered under your homeowner's insurance. To prevent future leaks and a flooded home, trust Zia Roofing for a no-obligation free estimate to examine your roof's possible damage. Zia Roofing and Gutters is 5-star rated per Facebook and ranks in the top 11% of over 37,000 New Mexico licensed contractors, according to BuildZoom. Trust Zia Roofing and Gutters for maintenance, repairs, full rebuilds, commercial or residential. The local team. Zia Roofing and Gutters, 836-1425, 836-1425.
Chet's Wheel Alignment, the dependable auto shop you can trust. Family owned and operated since 1962, Chet's Wheel Alignment is the chassis and tire expert on Manal, 5 blocks west of Wyoming. They do great work and they do it right the first time. Chet'sWheelAlignment.com.
Watch the big game at Toltec Brewing with delicious craft brews, tons of flat screens, $1 chicken wings, and an award-winning green chili cheeseburger special served with a side and a pint for just $12. It's the big game at Toltec Brewing on Albuquerque's west side.
Hi, this is Pat Mastriano, owner of Casa de Ferro, the original ironworks in Rio Rancho. After 45 years, we are moving to 1045 Carpenter Road in Rio Rancho for the same high quality security doors, custom gates, and more. In Rio Rancho, call 892-1800. That's 892-1800. Casa de Ferro. Visit us at CASADIFERRO at MSN.com.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod scene, and now they have expanded at over 5,000 square feet. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it, with a wall full of carburetors, ignition systems, and gauges. They have the largest selection of hoses and fittings, Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank. Buy local, yearwoodperformance.com.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope, the Realtor. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note, later today, 9 a.m., FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts coming up right after the show. Team High School Show with Scott Galletti and James Yotis. 11 a.m., we got NCAA men's basketball, Wisconsin versus number 11, Michigan State. You know what's funny about, you know, like Michigan State is, like, it's sort of like New Mexico and New Mexico State, right? Mm-hmm. How many times when we go to the big dance are we New Mexico State, right? You know, they can't get it right. Now, granted, you know, they go more than we do, so I'm sure that's probably what happens. 6:30 p.m., NBA Boston Celtics versus Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, we all know what's happening tomorrow with the Super Bowl, but at 9 a.m., Between the Lines with Scott Galletti and Chris Williams live at his Letter Resort and Casino. And of course, 1 p.m., Jim Villanucci and Sam Hauser at Sandia Resort and Casino, probably like a little kickoff to the Super Bowl show. But hey, let's talk about some drag racing and a really cool event that's coming to the state of New Mexico. And joining us now is Steve with the ECTA Spaceport America Invitational. How you doing this morning, Steve?
Doing good, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So, one, what an incredible venue. I mean, to be able to go down to Spaceport America and pull this event off. Talk a little bit about the mile and a half tracks you're going to have down there with the unlimited racing and the speed records.
Yeah, we're going to actually be measuring at four different distances. Half mile, 1 mile, 1.25 mile, and 1.5 mile. So the competitors will have the chance to set four world records in one pass.
That's fantastic. And of course, how did you select the spaceport?
We actually were on site to do a test, and one thing led to another, and on very short notice, we decided we'd try to put this together.
Well, and so you've done some of these before. So talk a little bit about, I mean, you know, kind of what's the purpose behind doing it?
Right. We also own the Arkansas Mile, which is just north of Memphis, Tennessee. And land speed racing is sort of a culmination of all motorsports. You can race everything from a farm tractor to a Lamborghini to motorcycles, you name it. And that's what sort of, we've been involved in land speed racing for several years and trying to help grow the sport and raise a little awareness of it.
Okay. You have me intrigued. It sounds like grabbing a mic. Okay. You have me intrigued. What's the fastest time a tractor has ever done?
I have to look exactly, but it was 108 mile an hour on a D19 Alice Chalmers.
That's still impressive. Oh my gosh, that's absolutely. I mean, they stripped that thing down. Did they put a slick on it? I have to see pictures. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was a very, very well constructed piece and some very determined people and the gentleman's daughters who actually drove it.
That's phenomenal. So talk about how somebody would get involved. It's very unique, invitation only. How are you going about finding people that want to come out and participate in this?
Well, we've tried to get the word out locally. I don't know how good of a job we've done, but through social media, Jim Costa at Yearwood has helped connect us to some people. Rick Hall at Rick's Performance in Las Cruces has helped connect us, but its main core is people that have experience at 200 mile an hour plus driving. We are bringing motorcycles, cars, a few other unique vehicles. And if they're interested in getting involved, they can reach me at steve@ECTAMile, or they can find us on Facebook under ECTA or Spaceport America Invitational. But we are giving preference to regional and local racers, and they don't have to be 200 mile an hour plus. Something very unique or historical or special is very welcome.
That's fantastic. I'm just curious, I mean, how many people might that be that you know are capable of of racing over 200 miles an hour. I mean, regionally, I mean, we're talking a handful of people, you know, a couple dozen people. I mean, I mean, to me, it seems like it'd be somewhat limited.
It is to somewhat, but you would be amazed. Land speed racing has people all over the country. There are actually some regionally based, very fast Bonneville land speed cars right there, very close.
Wow. And so they just reach out to you. I mean, is there like a pre-tech or do you have to have a suspension check or anything like that, you know, before the car is able to actually run at that speed?
We do have a pretty rigorous tech, but that is also part of why for this initial event, we are doing it as an invitational. You know, it's the more professional, experienced teams that we know what they're bringing. We know who they are. We will still do a very thorough check on site, but we want to get one event done, and our plan is to come back with a open event, a multi-day open event like we normally run in Arkansas, but being a new facility and so far from where we're based, we wanted to be very careful with this first one.
So seeing how this one is really not open to the public, how would people follow the event? Is there a way that they're going to be able to watch it at some point?
Yes, it will be live streamed on motormania.tv. They have been good enough to agree to come in and live stream and record the whole thing for us. And we will have pit interviews, finish line interviews, coverage of the racetrack, and we also have their Space Operations Center rented, and it will be our broadcast booth. Army Armstrong, the NHRA Hall of Fame announcer, has agreed to come in and be our announcer, and the broadcast booth will also be a VIP suite for racers and families and dignitaries to hang out in and talk about the race cars and the area and stuff during the live stream.
Any chance we're going to see a battle between, like, Virgin Galactica and Tesla? I mean, do you think that maybe those superstars of industry might come out? I mean, I'd love to see the first 200 mile an hour electric car. That would be absolutely amazing in an event like this.
We have reached out to a few of them, and they're trying. They're just not sure if they're going to make it. There's also an electric motorcycle we're talking with. I was actually fortunate enough to be at the Bonneville Salt Flats for the first time an electric vehicle ran 300 mile an hour.
Jeez.
And it is sombering to watch.
That's got to be amazing because the lack of, like, sound, the lack of noise. I mean, you know, all of a sudden the thing just goes by you and it's got that blows by with the air. So I think it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. But once again, tell the listeners how they could follow the event, because I'm sure it's going to be definitely worth the price of the ticket, which is pretty much free.
Yeah, it's motormania.tv, or go to ectamile.com, and we will have all the information there where you can follow it, where you can watch it, and the replays.
Awesome, man. So I got to ask you, I mean, how did you first get started in this? I mean, have you been around land speed racing your whole life or other forms of racing?
Grew up in the dirt track world.
Mm.
And in 2008, a gentleman by the name of Jack Rogers purchased a car off of eBay that had been running it. And from there, we have been very blessed. We have put a lot of people in the various 200 clubs. Mr. Rogers himself is in 13 different 200 clubs all over the world, including Australia.
Wow.
And one thing sort of led to another, and we ended up taking over management of this timing association, and we're trying to build it back up and truly raise the awareness of who all can race in these type of events, because we've got motorcycles. Like I said, we've had a steam-powered motorcycle.
Jeez. Wow, that's pretty awesome, too. I mean, it would be pretty cool, I mean, to, you know, see that. We've talked a lot about the horsepower that are in steam locomotives, And it's absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. But hey, Steve, thank you for coming on this morning. Of course, we'll keep people posted on our website and in other ways as to as how they can follow this event. So we really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you very much, Dave.
All right. So that's the ECTA Spaceport America Invitational that's coming up February 22nd, 23rd, actually in Sierra County, New Mexico. So it's, you know, down there on White Sands. But we got a whole lot more coming up. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Watch the big game at New Mexico's biggest indoor tailgate party in the Grand Ballroom at Sandia Resort and Casino. For only $25, you'll get unlimited buffet, two drink tickets, t-shirts, swag, and a chance to win TVs, headphones, smartwatches, and more. Your $25 admission also includes you in Sandia's $25,000 drawings. Drawings held at the end of every quarter and at the end of the game. Five lucky winners will win $2,000 in cash. Children 12 and under, $14. Sandia Resort and Casino. Close to home, far from ordinary.
With Experience Solar, you get production guarantees and transparency. Eliminate your electric bill and minimize your federal taxes. Get your free economic and production analysis from the most experienced solar electric company in New Mexico. Call Experience Solar at 600-2771.
2020 season tickets for New Mexico United are still available. Pricing starts at just $199 for 17 home matches, and payment plans are available. For information, call 209-7529 or visit tickets.newmexicoutd.com. Somos Unidos.
Straight from Effingham, Illinois, to your backyard comes delicious food, outstanding drink, and memorable times. It's the Effing Bar and Grill, serving up tons of draft taps, local favorites, and awesome spirits. Don't forget about their mouthwatering dishes like the Effing Reuben, the Effing Green Chili Cheeseburger, and a whole lot more. The perfect spot for a quick lunch or happy hour with your buds. Daily food and drink specials, and 14 HD flat screens for all the games. Check out Effing Bar and Grill today, half block west of Coors on Sequoia.
At Rio Grande Credit Union, we know that everyday people need banking that really works. That's why we're the only New Mexico financial institution offering free checking accounts with debit cards that actually earn rewards. No strings attached. So, check yourself free for a Rio Grande Rewards debit card today. Visit one of our six locations in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho, riograndcu.org, or call 262-1401 for details. Free checking. Rio Grande Rewards debit cards. Only at Rio Grande Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you tired of the same old bars and restaurants in town? Hit the office. Not where you work, but where you play and catch all your favorite sports on 18 big screen TVs. While you're at the office, enjoy the fan favorite Birdie Putt Chicken Wings or the Backspin Burger. The Office, with 32 beers on tap, always ready to quench the greatest of thirst. Enjoy a wide range of top shelf spirits, anything from bourbon to tequila, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Whether a tasty local craft beer or a Bloody Mary you prefer, check out The Office. You'll be glad you work today. Located at Paradise Hills Golf Course.
Are you in tax trouble? Sunland Tax helped Jeff save $320,000 and can help you too. Don't talk to a stranger on an 800 number. Call Sunland Tax at 281-8000. They're the local tax pros and want to meet you. Call Sunland Tax at 281-8000.
You don't want to settle for a potluck party for the biggest game of the year. Secure your spot at Twin Peaks instead. Huge TVs, 29-degree draft beers, scenic views, and massive portions of your favorite shareable bites. Get to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Gearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, next caller, we have four tickets to the New Mexico Runners for this evening. You need to come pick them up before 11 o'clock today. But the next caller, 994-1017, we have a family four-pack to the New Mexico Runners for this evening. Game time is at 5 o'clock. Definitely worth seeing. All right, RJ, we need to do a little bit of calendar. Of course, Albuquerque Dragway gets started at the end of the month on the 29th with a street-to-strip. Sandia Speedway, of course, they have the Lantern Fest, still waiting for them to post their schedules. But talk about Votto Speedway. When can people get out there?
Yeah, so down south at Votto Speedway, we're going to get everything started actually Friday, April 3rd. It's going to be open practice for all classes. It's their first kind of their, I mean, first event was January 2nd and 3rd.
Right.
So it's not their first event of the year, but of the season of racing. It's going to start down in Votto at April 3rd.
So tell me, Spencer, how important are those first practices of the season?
They're really important, Dave. I mean, people that don't do dirt track racing or even asphalt racing don't understand how difficult it is to actually get that practice time in. It's not a sport like baseball or football where you can go, to a field during the weekday and, you know, practice your different throws or something like that. Usually the only practice that we do get is that short three laps of hot laps right before we go into what is usually the most important race of the night, which is your qualifying heat race. So any practice that we can get in the beginning of the season is really important to us to figure out shock packages for the year. Just figuring out new cars, too. A lot of times people change up things quite a bit. So these first few practices are definitely something not to be looked over.
Well, and of course, you have a new chassis. So, I mean, you set it up as best you can, but until you actually put it on in racing conditions, which is also, it's not like you just go out there and run on dry dirt, and it's going to be anything like racing. I'm excited. I mean, what's your thoughts on the new suspension?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really stoked for this season. SEH Motorsports and Grammy's Kitchen really has me hooked up for what's probably going to be the best year of racing in my life.
Awesome.
It sounds like we're going to have a really full schedule. NMMRA is just wrapping up their sanctioning, their schedule, a lot of good things happening with that organization. I can tell you that we're going to be going to Sandia Speedway this year. We're going to go down south to Votto Speedway, and we have a two-day show in Aztec this year. Our return to Aztec Speedway, that is, for the first time in what I believe is 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Really good news up there to go back to that facility, because everybody in Aztec sure does love the non-wing sprint cars.
That's fantastic. All right. RJ, let's talk a little Outlaw Desert Racing.
Yeah, so on February 15th, so it's going to be 2 weekends from now, it'll be the Power Sports and Pizza, where you join Outlaw Desert Racing and the RNS Power Sports Group. It's going to be a new monthly event that brings off-roaders together. So bring your ride, show off your build, and meet new people, and enjoy some pizza out at the RNS West, which is on 10012 or 10012 Coors Boulevard.
Yeah, it's too early for math, so let's don't figure that. All right,
pizza. You're going to want to go.
Exactly. All right, out at Moriarty MX. When do they get started? Hey, their calendar's in the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine, as a matter of fact.
That's great to hear. No, the calendar's up, so it's got their following the round one of the Triple Crown practice day, they're actually going to have their award ceremony for the 2019 season, which is going to be held after this event. So that'll be 2 weeks from now, February 15th. That'll be the Triple Crown practice as well as their ceremony, weather permitted.
And so it looks like there's a car show going on down at White Sands Mall in Alamogordo.
Yeah, so today, so February 4th is actually going on right now from 8 a.m. to 2. It's the 7th annual Books Revisited car show, which is hosted by the Golden Gears Car Club, where they're down in White Sands to kind of start off their season right. And, hey, like I said, February's here. Car shows are around. The racings are going, and it's going to be great events coming up soon.
Dave, was there a week last year where we didn't have a car show in Albuquerque?
Well, I think in New Mexico, the cool part in Albuquerque is it's always a car show. I mean, you stop at Sonic with a cool car. I mean, yeah, there's always something going on. No, I can't think of one at all. As a matter of fact, one weekend, I think there was 12. in one weekend. So I mean,
there's even like small events during like the New Year's and Christmas week. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on.
Yeah, always something. As a matter of fact, this is something a little bit different that's going on next weekend at the Rail Yards, the Wheels Museum at the Rail Yards. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so February 9th, so it's going to be next Sunday. It's the Rails, Roads, and Ragtime at the First Unitarian Church is on Carlisle. And it's a benefit concept for the Wheels Museum, Silver Iris Private Rail Car. It's going to be from 3 to 5, and it's featuring a world champion piano player, actually, in Adam Swanson. So little classical, little rev-up music in a different way, but
absolutely.
Hey, it's a car show. It's a great event. We talked about it a little bit and had the flyers out when we were at the
Super
National.
Yeah. So definitely a little bit different, but the proceeds go to the Wheels Museum, and that's why we've got it on here. Plus, we'll be talking, maybe we'll talk about it next Saturday, see at the last minute if we get some people on to talk about it. But I just wanted to, we just have a couple of minutes left. I want to come back to you, Spencer, about a little conversation we were having off the mic, talking about John Andretti and as a crew chief for his son. And I didn't realize... his son was so involved with Non-Wing Sprints.
Yeah, Jared Andretti, John's son, has been involved in Non-Wing Sprint car racing for quite a long time now. He just graduated into some sports car racing recently, even running Indianapolis last year. So that was cool that John got to see his son run Indianapolis, obviously a multi-generational thing with the Andrettis there. But yeah, Jared Andretti, very talented as well. As his father in that non-wing sprint car category. Of course, John Andretti, a multi-time winner in USAC non-wing sprint cars, as well as just being versatile in everything. I know we were talking about this both with Bob and off the mic, too. USAC sprint cars, the Rolex 24 in, like, 1989, I believe. NASCAR, he made a semifinals in Top Fuel Dragsters. There's nothing that John couldn't drive. And I think the coolest thing about everything that John was doing is he always did it with a smile on his face.
Right.
And that good energy just vibed with everybody. And it was so electrifying throughout the entire garage. And I know that everybody's going to miss him quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you think about not on one of the biggest teams, you know, and still gets it done in a very significant way. I tell you, 2020, it's going to be an exciting season. Daytona 500 is just around the corner. We're going to get at it, be able to find out what's going on. I mean, any outside predictions for winning the Daytona?
Well, it's so hard to tell.
It's a crapshoot.
With Daytona, I can tell you this, though. I'm really excited that the Super Bowl's this weekend because that means we only have 1 week left before the Bush Clash at Daytona, and we get to hear some race cars going on TV instead of all this football crap.
Yeah, there you go. And you heard it here. All right. Okay, next week we're going to have another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Of course, want to thank Spencer, RJ, and Kelly for everything that she does. And, hey, you know, I mean, share it. Go on Facebook. Share it with people. Start tuning in on Saturdays because we could really use your support, you know, because likewise, hey, we might have a little bit of window of opportunity because, like you said, football will be done until next season. And then, of course, we'll start talking about basketball and other things.
And go grab the new magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. Grab a magazine. All the schedules are in there. You got, you know, good stories. I mean, you know, send us a text. Let us know what's, you know, going on. Send us an email. Let us know what's going on, and we definitely like to get you some coverage. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report,
presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope the Realtor, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.